Welcome to Radio Tyneside, hospital and community radio on 93.6 FM, DAB, online and on your bedside entertainment system.
I'm getting ready for a new day dawning, I'm getting ready for a brand new morning, packing my bags for a heavenly journey, I can't wait to be there, no I can't wait to be there.
How did the birth of Jesus come about? St. Luke tells us about this in great detail, and our first song reflects his words, how the angel Gabriel appeared to a young maiden called Mary, who was betrothed to a man called Joseph, of the house of David. And the angel informed her that she had been chosen by God to bear his son. Christians call this the Annunciation, which simply means the announcement.
The angel Gabriel from heaven came. His wings as drifted snow, his eyes as flame. Ah, here said he, thou lowly maiden Mary, most highly favored lady, Gloria. For known a blessed mother thou shalt be, generations, Lord, and honor thee. Thy son shall be Emmanuel, by seers foretold, most highly favored lady, Gloria. My soul shall laud and magnify his holy name, most highly favored lady, Gloria, Gloria.
That song was Gabriel's Message, as presented by Sting and Pete Smith. Today in St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 1, verses 18 to 25, we're told the story about how Joseph reacted when he discovered that Mary was pregnant. Reading from verse 18. Now the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man, and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the law through the prophet. Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had borne a son, and he named him Jesus. Here's an ancient hymn called Hail True Body, Born of Mary.
Hail True Body, Born of Mary, by a wondrous virgin Thou who on the cross wast offered to redeem the sons of earth. Thou whose side became a fountain, pouring forth thy precious blood. Give us now and at our dying thine own self to be our food. O sweetest Jesus, O gracious Jesus, O Jesus, blessed Mary's son.
Let's see what we can learn from Joseph's handling of a crisis this morning. In our story, we've heard how he was on the threshold of great happiness, betrothed to a lovely young woman who would hopefully be his partner and friend for life, someone who would bear him children and ensure the continuation of his impressive family line. We know that he was a well-respected figure in the community, an upright, solid and righteous man, also a skilled builder, carpenter. But then, to his great dismay, he discovered that the girl he was betrothed to was expecting a child, a child he knew was not his own. Now, to be betrothed then was technically to be joined by law. It was binding, even though the union would not have been consummated. So divorce was his only way out, even though the marriage ceremony itself had not taken place. For a moment, let's try to imagine Joseph's reaction, his horror and disbelief, his pain. All his hopes and dreams had come to nothing. So how did he cope with this news? I wonder if Mary realized the enormity of her yes at the time. Did she really appreciate the wave of disapproval that she, Joseph, and their families would have to endure from then on? Pentatonics ask a similar question in this next song. Mary, did you know?
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man?
Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm the storm with his hand? Did you know?
Your baby boy would one day rule the night.
Mary no doubt would have told Joseph about her religious experience, how an angel had told her what would happen, that she would have a child by the action of the Holy Spirit of God. So what questions would come to Joseph's mind? Was she deluded? Was she expertly covering up the shame of an infidelity? Was she lying to him? Should he denounce her and walk away? Or would he give her over to those who would probably stone her for her seemingly adulterous behaviour? Just as God tested Abraham in his day, was this God's test for Joseph to see whether he would make a suitable father for his son? For God needed his yes too. God chose well, because Joseph chose to demonstrate his love and mercy to Mary. Rather than expose her crime and condemn her, St. Matthew tells us that Joseph was unwilling to expose her to public disgrace. He chose to protect her. But being a righteous man who prized honour and integrity more than anything, he made up his mind to dismiss her quietly. He must have reasoned that if God really had spoken to Mary through the angel, then surely God would have spoken to him too, as her husband. But knowing how pure and godly Mary was, might he also have wondered if what she said was actually true?
Nostra, in
was Andrea Bocelli singing Ave Maria. There are times in our own lives when things don't turn out as we had expected. All of a sudden, we're at sea and totally unprepared for changes in circumstances. Out of the blue comes the great dilemma, and we don't know which way to turn or how to proceed. We shake our fists at God and ask what he's playing at. We even question his existence. Our faith and trust can waver and suffer when we hear nothing but silence. But then God did send word to Joseph once his mind was calm, receptive and uncluttered, in a dream as he slept. And an angel spoke to him too, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. As a result of this message, the angel reassured him that Mary had indeed been chosen by God to bear his son, the Messiah. The Anointed One was coming, and he would be Saviour of all, who would bring hope and salvation to the world. So Joseph too had found favour with God and was being honoured, just like Mary. His devastation the night before had turned to elation by morning. But I would imagine great trepidation filled him too. Here's a song sung by Central Middle School by my former pupils called Listen, Joseph.
Listen, Joseph, don't you worry, do not be afraid. Take this maiden, give her shelter, keep her in your care. By this vision in your dream, you will now believe. You will see God's will unfold. Listen unto me. Listen, Joseph, cherish Mary, she's God's chosen one. God has sent his Holy Spirit, she will bear his son. Son of David, you are special too. For as well as choosing Mary, God has chosen you.
What I admire about Joseph is that he wasn't an impulsive man, nor was he aggressive. He didn't overreact in a difficult situation. He was thoughtful, compassionate, not wanting Mary to be shamed or humiliated, or worse still, stoned for adultery. He cared for her. That much is obvious. He weighed everything up first, carefully. He considered his options, obviously prayed about it, then slept on it, and lo and behold, woke up with the answer. A wonderful pattern of behaviour for us all. Let's listen to another song. I love this one. It expresses what Joseph's daydreams might have been once he began to imagine himself as a father. It's called Joseph's Song by Michael Card.
How could it be, this baby in my arms, sleeping now so peacefully? The Son of God, the angel said, How could it be? Lord, I know He's not my own, not of my flesh, not of my bone. Still, Father, let this baby be the son of my love. Father, show me where I fit into this plan of yours. How can a man be father to the Son of God? Lord, for all my life I've been a simple carpenter. How can I raise a king? How can I raise a king? He looks so small, his face and hands so fair. And when he cries, the sun just seems to disappear. And when he laughs, it shines again. How could it be? Father, show me where I fit into this plan of yours. How can a man be father to the Son of God? Lord, for all my life I've been a simple carpenter. How can I raise a king? How can I raise a king? How could it be? This baby in my arms.
As a Jew, Joseph would have been well aware of what ancient scripture had foretold about the coming Messiah. Perhaps before the angel appeared to him in his dream that night, did he call to mind those prophecies and what they had said about the coming anointed one? And did he mentally tick off each one? That the Messiah would be born of a virgin? Tick. Then he would be born through his own bloodline, which was almost certainly Mary's too, by his ancestors Abraham, Isaac, Jacob? Tick. He would be of the tribe of Judah? Tick. A descendant of King David? Tick. Furthermore, the child would be called Emmanuel, meaning God with us. What child was this indeed? Another prophecy would soon come true too. The actual birthplace of the Messiah was Bethlehem. And at the command of Rome that all should return to their hometown to be registered, it came to be so. I wonder if we've ever taken in the enormity of all of this. So many times in the Bible, God reassures us that he goes before us too. He knows us. He loves us. And will work all things together for the good if we trust in him, just like Joseph did, I suppose. And now the light of the world was on his way. The Messiah was about to be born. Our final hymn today invites us to receive him into our hearts even now. Joy to the world, the Lord is come, it says. Let earth receive her king. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing. That's all we have time for today, but please tune in to our Christmas Day programme next Sunday at 8 o'clock for an hour-long special. And now, Andrew Ridgewick, my technician, and I would like to say goodbye.
Bye, everyone.
And wish you well in all your preparations this coming week in the build-up to Christmas. Thank you for listening in today, and may God bless you all and fill you with peace and joy. Bye for now.